Hello and welcome to the Midwest Report. I'm your host Alex with my co-host Paul. How are we doing today, Paul?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, we're not going to get into a recap because we'll talk about that during the predictions because we got so many games to predict. It's the best time of the year. It's bowl season. I lead Paul 107 to 52 and 102 to 57, so I have a 5-point lead on him right now in the bowl games. But obviously, we've got 41 games to predict. There's a lot of chances for it to go differently. First off, Army, Navy, Armed Forces. I'm just going to say right now, I'm going to take Navy. I think they're actually a really good team this year. Navy or Army's kind of taking a step back. Don't be surprised because of the way Army plays, obviously. They're always going to be in a game.
Go Navy. Beat Army. Navy wins this game. Not much to say about it. It's a really good game. It's going to be fun, but I think Navy's is significantly better.
Okay, so let's get in the first of the bowl games. Buffalo against Charlotte in the Makers Wanted Bahamas Bowl. I'm going to take Buffalo in this one. I'm going to take the Bison. I just don't think Charlotte's that good. The 49ers, they are historically one of the worst teams in FBS. I'm going to continue to pick against them. Let's go Buffalo.
Well, I was looking at this game. I was studying it a little bit. Buffalo's got a lot more quality wins than Charlotte has. Charlotte hasn't played anybody. I'm going to take Buffalo here big. They're going to blow them out.
All right, so the next game we have is the Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl. Utah State, Kent State. I'm going to go quick right now. I'm going to just say Utah State. I think Utah State's the better team.
Yeah, Utah State's had a down year. They finished last season ranked. It's not going to happen this year, but I think they're going to win. I think they're going to blow Kent State out. I think Mountain West gets a much-needed win.
All right, and then next, on Saturday, December 21st, in the New Mexico Bowl, CMU, SDSU, CMU coming off a disappointing loss, but hey, they're still looking to turn that season around with a bowl win. That's wonderful after how last season went. We've talked about this before. Jim McElwain's doing a heck of a job. Couldn't quite get it done during the championship Saturday, but I'm sure he'll be back there soon. So I'm going to take SDSU here. I think they play a harder game. They play in a better conference. I think they win this one quite handedly. I think they easily cover that 4-point spread.
Yeah, San Diego State's a very weird team, to say the least. They lost to Nevada, and they also lost to Hawaii. They're kind of odd. CMU got blown out by Buffalo. They've lost to Miami of Ohio. I just think the MAC's significantly worse than the Mountain West, so I'm going to take San Diego State here.
Okay, so next game in the FBC Mortgage Cure Bowl. Liberty, Georgia Southern. I'm going to go an upset here. I think Liberty actually wins this. According to the spread, Georgia Southern's favored by 6. But, you know, Liberty's had weirder games. And I'm basically just picking because they upset Baylor a couple years ago.
Yeah, I think Liberty's actually the better team. I'm very surprised to see Georgia Southern favored at all.
Yeah.
I think this is one of the better picks for an upset here. I'm going to take the Flames.
Okay, so next we've got SMU-FAU. FAU coming off that win. Lane Kiffin not going to be head coach anymore. I think that actually helps factor into the loss here. The team is going to be dedicated to their coach, and SMU I think is the better team. They've gotten the better wins this year. I'm going to go the Mustangs.
Yeah, FAU is not, I don't think they're that great. They got blown out by UCF. They got blown out by Ohio State. They did pretty decent Conference USA play, but the Conference USA conference, I mean, they were the champions of it. It was a bad conference. SMU played in a much better conference. Neither of their losses were bad. Both of them are to ranked teams. One of them to number 17, one of them to number 25. They have wins against TCU. They've played kind of iffy, but I'm going to take the Mustangs here as well.
Okay, next, the Camellia Bowl. FIU and Arkansas State, the Timberwolves. So I'm going to take FIU here. They have that win over Miami on the season. They've had a couple of decent wins. I just think they're a better all-around team. I think they play in a better conference than Arkansas State. For that reason, I'm going to take them to win the Camellia Bowl.
Yeah, I'm also going to take FIU. I don't think Arkansas State's that good of a team. Conference USA is significantly better than the Sun Belt. The Sun Belt's only got two teams that are worth anything. I think FIU wins.
All right, next we have Boise State against Washington in the Las Vegas Bowl. Good matchup here. Washington actually favored in this one, but I'm going to take the Boise State Broncos. I think they're better. I think they've played just as good as a schedule as Washington has. And I think Boise wins this one.
Yeah, I haven't been impressed by either of these teams, to say the least. It's kind of disappointing for Boise State being ranked 19th and having to play Washington, to think if Memphis would have lost to Cincy, they could have been in the Cotton Bowl playing Penn State. Instead, they're playing a 7-5 Pac-12 school. That's got to be disappointing. Too bad they're going to lose Washington. Well, not an upset, I guess.
All right, our first disagreement. I'm glad to hear it. So next, we got App State, UAB. I'm sure we're not going to disagree about this one for the New Orleans Bowl. I'm going to take App State huge here.
Yeah, App State's favored by 17.5. It looks like I'm just 17. Like last week, I said FAU is going to blow out UAB. I think the same thing's going to happen here. I think App State's a decent team. I think they're about FAU quality, and I think they blow the doors off of UAB by about 30.
And here's a game I forgot to mention earlier, probably the most important matchup of bowl season, Elkhorn State and NCANT. I'm going to take Elkhorn because their name sounds like acorn. I like that.
You know, I was doing some research on this game earlier, looking at past opponents. I really like NCANT here to cover that 1.5-point spread. This game's usually a really fun game. These teams usually playing this bowl game here in the Champions Bowl, one of the very first bowl games. I'm going to take NCANT.
Okay, next, UCF Marshall. UCF Marshall playing in the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl. I'm going to take UCF here. I know their season was kind of disappointing based on how like their last two seasons have gone, but I think they're just still the significantly better team than Marshall.
Yeah, this is one of the bigger spreads this bowl season, 17 for UCF, and there's a reason for it. They cover. The American Conference is significantly better than Conference USA, and UCF is better in their conference than Marshall was. I don't think there's a reason UCF should lose.
All right, next we have Hawaii and BYU in the SoFi Hawaii Bowl. It's at Hawaii's home. Hawaii's having a really fun season. Their head coach is doing a good job getting that program back to the heights that it kind of faced in the early 2000s. Maybe not quite that good, but they're still, you know, they're doing good. And because this game is home, because BYU, the Storm and Mormons, are going to have to travel all the way out west, I'm going to take the Rainbow Warriors here.
I could play it safe and pick Hawaii, but that'd be ridiculous. I think BYU's going to win. Both these teams are kind of odd. I didn't really like Hawaii's poor performance against Boise State in the Mountain West Championship game. I think they're going to be a little tired, too. You know, they've had to play an extra game this year. I know they played in week zero, beat Arizona State. That's cute. Not Arizona State, just Arizona. But BYU wins field goal. Nice game.
All right. Next is the Walk-Ons Independence Bowl. La Tech versus Miami. I'm going to take Miami here. They've had a disappointing season. They don't really want to play in this bowl game, but I think their athletes are just significantly better than La Tech. I think that'll come up clear, and I think they end up winning by like 7 or 10 points.
Miami sucks. So does La Tech. They're just some average Conference USA team. La Tech wins an upset here. Miami is not going to be up for this game. They're not going to want to play some below average, or I guess average, Conference USA team.
All right, next we have Pitt and CMU in the Quick Lane Bowl. This will basically be a home game for EMU. It's going to be an interesting matchup. I'm going to take Pittsburgh, though. I think Pittsburgh is the better team. They've had more impressive wins. Eastern Michigan just barely snuck into a bowl game, but it's going to be too bad because they're not going to win this.
Yeah, for the first time in history, all five teams from the state of Michigan in FBS will be going to a bowl game this year. Eastern Michigan was able to get that last spot over Toledo, so good for them. I don't know if being in the state of Michigan had anything to do with that, but I am going to take Pitt here against the Eagles. I don't really think it's going to be close. I don't know why this is a matchup.
Okay, next we have quite possibly the matchup of the decade. Michigan State, the Spartans, taking on the Demon Deacons of Wake Forest in the New Era Pinstripe Bowl over in New York in the Yankee Stadium. Michigan State favored by 3.5, and you know what? I think the Spartans get a great bowl win here. It's going to turn around their program. They're going to take that Pinstripe Bowl trophy back home, display it proudly, and they're going to win the Big Ten next year because of it. I'm going to take the Spartans.
Well, I wouldn't be that optimistic. I think MSU wins a game here. I think it's going to be kind of a disappointing game, even though they're playing an 8-4 ACC school. They shouldn't be disappointed, but they win by like 6, you know.
Something weird, yeah.
2014 or something.
Okay, next we have Oklahoma State, Texas A&M in the Outdoors Texas Bowl. I'm going to take OSU here. I think OSU's the better team. Texas, their records are close, 8-4 and 7-5. And I think Texas A&M has played the harder schedule, but I just really haven't been impressed by Texas A&M. And when Oklahoma plays up to their potential, they're a darn good football team. So I'm going to take OSU. I'm going to take the Cowboys here.
You know, I am going to get this game wrong automatically. I can't pick Oklahoma State at all. They're like my weird team. I always pick them to get upset or get in upset. So the safe pick would be to pick the Cowboys, but that's ridiculous. I'm going to pick the Aggies over a team that is somehow still ranked.
All right, next, North Carolina, Temple. UNC favored by 5.5 in the Military Bowl. I'm going to take them here. I think Mac Brown returns North Carolina to a bowl win here. I think this is a good story for North Carolina. He's kind of helping turn around that program.
Yeah, Mac Brown hasn't been impressing me. They started the season off good, but Temple, not that great of an AAC school. Too bad the Owls get the upset over the ACC school. It's going to really prove how bad the ACC is.
Next, we've got a very good matchup. I really like this one. The San Diego County Credit Union Holiday Bowl. Over in the West, it's going to be USC versus Iowa. It's going to be kind of a home game for USC because it's over in San Diego. But I'm going to take Iowa here. I think Iowa's going to control the game. I think it's going to end up being like a 20-13 score, something weird like that.
I'm going to take Iowa here too as well. I think Iowa's better. I think they've played the better schedule. They haven't looked bad in any of their games. USC has looked bad in a couple of their games. They weren't able to get it done against Notre Dame. They got blown out against Oregon. They beat Utah, but I don't think Utah's that good either. I think Utah is barely top 15 caliber, to be honest.
All right. So, Paul picked Iowa there. We're going to move on. The Air Force Washington State matchup in the best bowl around, the Cheez-It Bowl. Air Force Washington. Air Force favored by 2.5, and I'm going to go with Air Force here. I think they're a better team. I think they're actually a darn good team this year.
Yeah, I don't know who was playing in this bowl game last year, but I think it was scoreless at halftime. Oh, we got Air Force at a 2.5-point spread. Yeah, they're going to cover that. This is going to be a weird game. Can't say I'm kind of looking forward to it, but not at all. Air Force wins by field goal.
Okay, next, we're starting to get into the good matchups. Camping World Bowl, Notre Dame, Iowa State. Notre Dame only favored by 4, and I'm going to take the over there. I think Notre Dame wins this one. I think they win by like 13. I think they've competed with some big boys in college football this year. I think they're a good team.
Yeah, Notre Dame belongs in the top 15. I mean, they beat USC, Virginia, who is somehow still ranked.
They have good losses, too.
Yeah, their losses are to Michigan and Georgia. I mean, I know they got blown out by Michigan, but that tends to happen sometimes. I'm going to take Notre Dame here as well. It's not that Iowa State's a bad team. It's just that Notre Dame's better. Don't be shocked if you see an upset, though.
Okay, so we have the first of the playoff matchups here. Clemson, Ohio State in the Fiesta Bowl. Who do you have, Paul?
Roll the Tiger. Clemson upsets the Ohio State Buckeyes. I really like the way Clemson's been playing as of late. What have you done for me lately? Ohio State has done what I expect Clemson could be doing. Clemson, after that game against North Carolina earlier in the season, has been blowing the doors off of everybody and been going away with all their games. Ohio State hasn't not impressed me. In fact, I would have them at number one right now, just based off the resume and the way they've played. And Clemson deserves to be at 3. I'm kind of disappointed that this game's actually happening in the first round. But I got the Tigers.
I'm going to go with the Buckeyes here. I think the Buckeyes have played a harder schedule, and I think the reason they struggled against Wisconsin, it's hard to beat a team 2 times in a row. It's a title game. Wisconsin had nothing to lose that game. They literally threw it all out there. They're going to the Rose Bowl if they won or lost. You know, I think they were just trying to throw it all out on the field. They did. They couldn't quite do it, but they gave them their all, and Ohio State still won by double digits. Ohio State's a darn good team. They've got 3 Heisman contenders on the field. I mean, and they've got a cornerback who's going to be a top 10 draft pick. I just think this Buckeyes team is too good to overcome. I think they win against Clemson. And newsflash, I think they win by a lot. Okay, so let's move on to the next playoff game. Oklahoma, LSU. This one's a little less interesting. I'm going to take the Tigers by like 21, maybe even like 28. It's going to be a big blowout.
as much as I'd like to see Oklahoma win this and mess everything up, because that would be hilarious. I've picked Oklahoma to win the championship 3 times in the playoff era. They've never even gone to the championship game. You know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me 3 times, I'm stupid. You're not going to fool me a 4th time. LSU wins big.
Okay, so next we have the Cotton Bowl Classic, Memphis sneaking in against Penn State, the Nittany Lions. Who do you have in the Cotton Bowl, Paul?
Oh, this is a joke. Penn State's better. Penn State can compete with the big boys. Memphis can't. Memphis barely beat Ole Miss. It just shows how the Power 5 is significantly better this year. And there has been years where AAC schools could definitely compete caliber teams. This is not this, one.
No, I agree. I think Penn State wins this one easily. Okay, so next we have the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl. Mississippi State versus Louisville. I'm going to take Mississippi State here because I think they play in the harder conference. And that's basically why. There's no really other reason than that.
Yeah, I've got to have more cowbell here. There's not going to be enough of it, that's for sure. Louisville knocks off Mississippi State. I like the way this Louisville team's been playing this year. They've been sort of impressive. Mississippi State's been playing ugly. Ugly. You know, I think there's a difference between the ACC and the SEC, yes. But the bad SEC teams show. And that's not impressive.
So next we have the First Responder Bowl, the Battle of the Westerns. Western Kentucky and Western Michigan. I'm going to take Western Kentucky. I'm going to take the Hilltoppers right away, I'll tell you that. Just because of how terrible the MAC is this year.
Yeah, I tried to look at this game. I've been studying it a little bit. I do like the Hilltoppers. I barely like Conference USA a little more than the MAC. And you got 2 teams that are about even. I got the Hilltoppers, but this could go either way.
Okay, next we have the Red Box Bowl out in the West Coast. We got Cal, we got Illinois. Who do you have in this matchup, Paul? I think this is actually a close matchup.
Yeah, I can't say that Cal has been impressing me. Illinois hasn't been impressing me as of late either, have they? No, they lost horribly to Northwestern. They're just not all there, and neither is Cal. You know, I don't think this game's going to be all that good.
No.
I think Cal wins in a close battle.
I'm going to say Illinois wins, just because I think they want this more. This will be the first game that Illinois has gone to a bowl game in a while, and I think they're going to play like they want it. I think they win this one. Okay, next we have the Orange Bowl, which is just a horrible matchup. Florida playing against Virginia. Oh, easy does it. Florida wins by like 100. They're going to kill Virginia, this overrated, shouldn't still be ranked ACC school, is going to get their doors knocked off.
You know, the committee could have had an easier way of doing this. Why did you rank Virginia? They wanted an easy way to get an ACC school into the
They didn't want to deal with any of the complexities. I agree.
Why didn't you put... You could have taken Virginia out of the rankings. If you're a top 24 team, you know what you should do against Clemson? Not lose 62-17. Not lose by 15 to Notre Dame. I mean, I know that's excusable. Not lose to Duke. This is not a ranked team. This is ridiculous. Notre Dame should be playing in this bowl game. Yep. Notre Dame-Florida would be a good game.
Yes, it would.
Florida's going to kill Virginia. This is not going to be a fun game. Now, if Virginia wins, good for them.
Okay, so let's move on to Virginia Tech and Kentucky in the Belk Bowl. This is a hard one for me. I'm going to pick Virginia Tech, though. I think they just get this one done. I know, like I said earlier, I think that I picked Mississippi State over someone because of the SEC, but I don't think Kentucky's that good of a team, and Virginia Tech has had moments where they really shine this year. I think they win this one.
Yeah, Kentucky really hasn't done much this year. This is a down season for Kentucky. I know going to a bowl game is usually big for Kentucky, but last year beating Penn State in the Citrus Bowl, and now they're going to lose to Virginia Tech in the Belk Bowl.
Okay, next we have the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. I didn't know that was a thing until I just read it. All right, so FSU and ASU. I actually kind of like this matchup. Florida State has the better athletes, but I think Arizona State's the better team. I think Herm Edwards gets his players up for this one. I think the Sun Devils win.
Yeah, but it's like Sun Bowl for the reason, because the Sun Devils are going to win this game. FSU hasn't been impressive this year. They've been really lackluster. I don't know how they got to a bowl game that's impressive. Like, the entire ACC somehow went. But go Sun Devils.
All right, next we have Navy and Kansas State. Interesting matchup, Paul. Who do you have here? I'm actually curious.
I've got the Wildcats here knocking off Navy. Can't say I've been impressed with Navy this year. Oh boy, you beat SMU. Congratulations. They're just not that good. They got blown out against Notre Dame. It's just,
I actually agree with you. I think Kansas State plays in a good, like, they play in a good conference. They were ranked a couple of times this year. I think they're better than Virginia, honestly. They're both 8-4. I think Kansas State's better. I think Kansas State wins this one, actually. I think they win the Liberty Bowl. Okay, so moving on. Wyoming and Georgia State in the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. That must be a regional thing, because I've never heard of them. Who do you have in this great bowl matchup?
How can you pick against Wyoming in this bowl game? They beat Missouri. Okay, that's an SEC win. They're clearly better.
Oh, what is that's true. You just swung my mind. I'm going to agree. Yeah, I'm going to say it.
Except Georgia State beat Tennessee. So they both have wins against SEC schools. But Wyoming's going to kill them. Wyoming's significantly better.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, Georgia State beating Tennessee was a fluke. Wyoming beating Missouri wasn't that much of a fluke, to be honest. I mean, blowing them out was, but...
Yeah. All right, so now we have the Valero Alamo Bowl. The Utah Utes coming off that Pac-12 loss, playing a mediocre Texas team. Who do you have in this one, Paul?
I like this mediocre Texas team. Not really, but I don't like Utah. I have not been impressed with Utah. Utah doesn't have a win against a single team that's as good as Texas. They don't. Every team that Utah's beaten is worse than Texas. Texas has been in every single game that they've lost this year, for the most part. They were in that game against LSU. They were in the game against Oklahoma. Two playoff teams. Their defense didn't play that badly against Baylor on the road. I know they played sloppy games against TCU and Kansas, but I'm going to take Texas as my big upset here in the bowl games.
Okay, so next we have the Citrus Bowl.
Wait, are you going to give a pick on that game?
What game? Oh, yeah, I have to pick that. Oh, yeah. I'm going to take the Utes here big. I think their defensive line's better. I think Sam Ehlinger will keep the game close. I think Utah ends up winning by like 3. Okay, I was just so excited about this amazing matchup here in the Citrus Bowl. We have Michigan. We have Bama. I'm going to give you a quick. Bama's going to win by 21.
The only reason Bama loses this game is if their players are not wanting to play in this game, which is a big possibility. It's not a New Year's Six Bowl. They're just playing in some Citrus Bowl on New Year's Day. Which is nice that they're playing on New Year's Day. You know, that's kind of a reward. But you're playing a 14th-ranked Michigan team. You're ranked 13th. On paper, this sounds like a great game. 13 versus 14. It's not. Bama's going to blow Michigan out. Could Michigan win? Yes. But not
in a all depends on how Bama's players play.
Yeah.
Next, we have the Rose Bowl. I actually love this Rose Bowl matchup this year. I think this is a really good one. We have the winner of the Pac-12, Oregon, versus the loser of the Big Ten championship game, Wisconsin. Wisconsin favored in this one? I'm going to go with the Ducks. I think the Ducks have decent losses this year. Well, okay, they have one decent loss. I think their defensive line is clicking, their offensive line is clicking. They control the trenches, and that's what Wisconsin wants to do. I didn't know I'd be saying this if like you told me this was a matchup beginning of the season. I think the Ducks off defensive line is actually really good, and I think they're gonna stop Jonathan Taylor. I don't think Jonathan Taylor is gonna explode this game. He'll have a good game. He'll have like maybe just under 100, but I don't think he's gonna explode. I think actually the Ducks win this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree. See, there are a few teams that I think that can compete with the playoff teams. I think Alabama, Oregon, and Auburn can compete with the playoff teams.
That's fair.
I don't think anyone else can. You know, and those are teams ranked 6th, 13th, and 12th. Wisconsin, they're not bad. I think they would beat a lot of teams. I just don't think they'll beat the Ducks.
Okay, so next we have the Outback Bowl, Minnesota-Auburn. I'm going to take Auburn here, short and sweet. I think Auburn's a really darn good team. I love the Minnesota story, but how good are they really? Let's go Auburn Tigers.
Yeah, Minnesota getting blown out at home against Wisconsin just proved that they
were having too good of a season for their recruiting.
Now, Auburn is having a bad season for how good they are. Auburn's way better than 12. They can play against anybody.
I mean, 3-point loss against LSU. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
I think they can beat anybody in the country. Literally, if they were in the playoff right now, I'd pick them to win. I know it sounds ridiculous. I think Auburn blows the doors out of the Gophers here.
I agree. All right, next we have Georgia and Baylor. I'm going to take Georgia here, but be careful because Kirby Smart isn't very good at getting his players hyped for bowl games that don't matter. He's good when it's like the Rose Bowl and when it's national title game. But, I mean, like last year, you got blown out to Texas. And you were better than Texas last year. So this is a question of who wants it more. I think Baylor wants it more, but I have to go with Georgia. They have way more talent than Baylor. Baylor's not there yet.
Yeah, I think Baylor's in a similar situation as Georgia. Keep in mind, if Baylor wins that game in overtime, they go to the playoff. I think this is going to be the opposite of last year. Baylor is the team that almost went to the playoff, while Georgia, even though they were one game away, wasn't anywhere close because they got blown out to LSU. Last year, Texas wasn't close. And Georgia was playing a close game. I think Georgia blows out Baylor by like 20.
Yep, I agree. Okay, next we have the Ticket Smarter Birmingham Bowl. Boston College and Cincinnati. Easy does it. I'm going to take Cincy here.
Boston College barely got to a bowl game, upsetting Pitt in the last week of the season. And Cincy's ranked 21st. I don't know why they're still ranked.
No, I don't either.
But why is a ranked team playing a 6-6 team? Can anybody explain that to me? I'm confused. I'm confused. I think Cincinnati blows the doors off at Boston College. It's not that Cincinnati's a great team. Boston College is horrible. What is this bowl game? This is ridiculous at the 6-6.
Okay, next we have a matchup I actually really like in the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl. Indiana and Tennessee. I'm going to take Indiana here. I think Indiana had a good season. They were a solid team. They competed with a few people they weren't supposed to, kind of. You know, they weren't horrible. I think the Hoosiers show Tennessee who's your daddy.
I'm sorry, Tennessee. I'm so sorry. This entire season, especially at the beginning, I was so against you. I was against you for so long. And then you've won 5 consecutive games, blowing out opponent after opponent. Winning that Missouri, winning that Kentucky. Indiana hasn't done much. They played a close game in Happy Valley. They had to go to overtime against Purdue. They lost to MSU. They got blown out against Michigan at home. They got blown out against Ohio State at home. That's reasonable. I'm going to take Tennessee. Rocky Top, I think, continues their winning trend. And I'm sorry for what I said about them earlier.
Okay, next matchup, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Bowl game that everyone looks forward to every year. I'm going to take the Bobcats here. Paul actually convinced me earlier. We were talking about this, and he... Go ahead, talk about it, Paul. Tell the listeners.
Yeah, Nevada has some horrible losses on their schedule. They lost 77-6 to Oregon. They lost to UNLV. They lost to Hawaii by 51 points. You look at Ohio, they haven't done anything like that. They haven't gotten blown out. They've blown out some teams, the teams they should. Nevada doesn't do that. They beat San Diego State. That's a little odd. If Nevada wins here, I'm not going to be overly shocked, but I think Ohio blows them out. You know, I don't have any reason for Nevada to win this game.
All right, next we have the Armed Forces Bowl, Southern Miss and Tulane. I think Tulane was this one because they have a cool mascot.
Well, I don't think it's because they have a cool mascot. I think the AAC is better than Conference USA, even though Tulane's sitting at 6-6. They're one of the best group of 5-6-6 teams out there, probably next to FIU. I'm telling you that. Tulane knocks off Southern Miss.
All right, and the last bowl game, the Lending Tree Bowl. Louisiana and Miami of Ohio. Miami of Ohio exceeding expectations this year, winning the MAC. Great season for those players. They've got annoying fans, but you know what? That's okay. These fans are going to be disappointed because they're going to lose to the Raging Cajuns by quite a lot. Louisiana wins this one.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Raging Cajuns here as well. They're significantly better than Miami of Ohio. They've played with App State pretty well twice. Miami of Ohio's just looked awful. They got to be the worst Power 5 champion in a long time. This is kind of ridiculous.
Okay, so the final segment of today's show, we already talked about our semifinals. So, Paul, give me your national championship game and give me a winner.
Well, my national championship game is Clemson and LSU. I think it's going to be a very fun game. I think it's going to be a very explosive offensive game, as I think both playoff games will be. I think the winner's going to at least have to score 30 in both semifinals and in the national championship. I'm going to go with the Tigers here. Roll the Tiger. LSU Tigers, that is, wins the national championship against Clemson. I think they are probably the best team in the country. They haven't proven to me yet, though. That's why I still have Ohio State at number one, even though I have Ohio State losing to Clemson in the semifinals. And I think Clemson has a very good shot to win this game. I think LSU has proven that they are going to be the ones to win the national championship.
Okay. So rarely have I had a season like this where two teams in any other year I think would win the national title. I think LSU and Ohio State are two damn good teams. Very, very, very good teams. They are amazing teams. And you know what? I think they're going to match them in the title game. I have the Tigers number one right now because of their performance. But do you know what? I think Ohio State wins the national title this year. They've looked too darn good. They were looking forward to play in the national semifinals against Wisconsin. The Wisconsin matchup is getting looked at too much. That was the second time they played him this year. Wisconsin already knew it. Wisconsin had nothing to lose. They threw all they had on the table. Ohio State was looking forward. They knew if they lost this game, they'd still be in. Because, like, let's say right now, a 12-1 Ohio State team would be in over the Elk home team. So they didn't really care. Now they do care. Ryan Day is one of the better up-and-coming coaches. He's going to get his team ready, and they're going to win this one. It's going to be one of the best matchups of the year. Ohio State, LSU, the Tigers. It's going to go into like the 50s, the score is. It's going to be like that Monday Night Football game a couple years ago, or last year, LA and Kansas City, where it was just a fireworks show. That's what's going to happen here. Fireworks. But in the end, Ohio State, the Buckeyes come out on top.
Maybe our jaw will drop and Oklahoma blows out LSU.
That would be amazing. All right, thanks for listening. Check in like 2 or 3 weeks, and we'll just talk about the season and maybe even give a preview for next. Thanks for listening.